Toliau skaitome Mahabharata verstą Krishna Dharmos Prabhu. Pirmą dalį, 24 skyrių, kuris vadinasi Judištyros moraliniai pamokymai. While the Pandavas dwelt at Dvaitavavana, the air was constantly filled with the sounds of Vedic recitations. The entire region was as holy as Brahma's abode. The sounds of mantras from the Yajurig and Samavedas, charming and delightful to the mind, were mingled with the twang of the Pandavas' bowstrings. They honored their martial skills by hunting dangerous forest animals. In accordance with spiritual codes, they maintained the population of tigers, boars, buffaloes and other beasts in the Kamyaka forest, protecting the rishis from attack as they engaged in meditation and sacrifice. Reiškia, kšatrijai galėjo tai daryti, medžioti gyvūnus ir prižiūrėti išminčius, kad jie nebūtų apipuolami šitų laukinių žvėrių. Tiksliau nemedžiot, bet tiesiog saugoti išminčius nuo šito gyvūnų. Yudhishthira loved the company of Brahmins now that he lived in their midst. His mind felt serene and his grief dissipated. All the world's greatest rishis had come to Dvaitavana to be with him. Narada, Vyasadeva, Vasishta, Bhrigu, Angira, Kashyapa and others, and they all worshipped Yudhishthira as the celestial sages worship Indra in heaven. Galime įsivaizduoti, kokia Yudhishthiros buvo padėtis aukšta, kad Narada, Vyasa, Vasishta, Bhrigu, Angira, Kashyapa yra patys aukščiausi visatos išminčiai, jie atėjo į tą mišką pabūt kartu. Yudhishthira also returned their worship and spent his time discussing with them about spiritual topics. He was actually starting to enjoy forest life. In many ways, he found it preferable to the wondrous and often harsh duties of being a king. The gentle son of Dharma was happy to live a simple life of spirituality, but he was kept in mind his God-given duty as a kshatriya. That responsibility couldn't be whimsically abandoned, even if unpleasant. Duty must always be done for the Lord's pleasure. It was thus with mixed feelings that Yudhishthira dwelt in the forest, awaiting the day when he could again resume his duties as a ruler. Kitaip sakant, nors aišku, Yudhishthira buvo transcendentiniam lygyje, vis tiek jisai turėjo mintyje, kad jis yra kšatrijas. Jis, kitaip sakant, rodo pavyzdį, kad nors tu esi ir tarp išminčių ir gali gyventi kaip brahmanas, tarsi vis tiek tu turi atlikti savo pareigą, nors jis nemalonė yra. Tai nors jam nereikėjo, jis buvo nei kšatrijas, nei brahmanas, nei vaišė, nei šudras, jisai buvo transcendentinį lygiją. Vis dėlto jisai rodė pavyzdį, kad reikia savo pareigą atlikti ir atlikti ją kaip tarnystę Dievui, kaip kad viešpačiai būtų malonu. Kaip Krishna Bhagavad Gitoje Arjuna, jisai sako, tu kovok dėl manęs, iš meilės man. Ir iš mūsų mokytojų sekos toks buvo vienas iš pavyzdžių, tai Bhaktivinoda Thakuras, kuris miegodavo per dieną labai nedaug, gal porą valandų, visas kitas dienas, atlikdavo savo pareigas šeimos ir atlikdavo dvasinės pareigas. Jis suderindavo ir tai darė kaip tarnystė Dievui. Savo vaikų, savo žmoną matydavo kaip Dievo tarnaitė, tarnas savo namą matydavo kaip šventyklą. Mes nėra problemų, mūsų Krišna saunės judėjime, mes galim užsimti bet kokiam pareigom ir tas pareigas atlikti dėl Dievo. Eiti, dėstyti matematiką ar anglų kalbą operuot kažką, dirbti prokuroru, ar dirbti programuotoju, ar dirbti šlavėju, ar sekretoriu, ar pardavėjų, verslininkų būt. Visą tai galima daryti dėl Krišnos. Čia ne profesija kalta, sąmonė, jeigu mes susijėm su Dievu, viskas gerai tampa. Tuo didišti yra rodė, kad jisai turi atlikti tas pareigas ir jisai laukia. Laukia, kada grįžtų prie tų pareigų. Ir iš tikrųjų tai yra pamokantis dalykas, nes mes turėtume rinktis profesiją pagal savo psichofizinę prigimtį. Ir nes jeigu mes atliksim veiklą, kuri nėra mums duota pagal prigimtį, netitinka mūsų prigimties, kas bus labai paprasta, mes nejausim pasitenkinimo toje veikloje ir mes visą laiką širdies kampelėje mąstysim apie tą veiklą, kurią norėtume atlikti. Žmonės dažnai turi baimę pakeisti darbą, pakeisti specialybę, persikvalifikuoti. Tai tik ten, kur jų širdis veda, jie galvoja, ai, amžius jau neleidžia, arba pinigų negausiu, jeigu šitą darbą prarasiu, kito neturės. Bet tai visai yra baimės, nepasitikėjimas, kad jeigu tu dirbsi darbą, kuris tau neša džiaugsmą, tu būsi sėkmingas visais atžvilgiais, ir materialių ir dvasinių. Ir tavo santykiai su aplinkiniais geri bus. Nes jeigu tu dirbi darbą, kurio nemėgsti, iškart yra nepasitenkinimas viduje, tas nepasitenkinimas persiduoda santykiams su aplinkiniams ir jisai kaip tik, aišku, dar persiduoda ir sveikatai. Jisai persiduoda ir sveikatą. Dėl to jeigu mes džiaugiamės savo darbą, mūsų ir sveikata bus geresnė. Tas momentėlis, kad viduj vis tiek kremžda, kad aš norėčiau tą daryti, tą. Reikėjo eiti pagal savo širdį. Drupadi, however, was still sorrowful. She found the course of events that led up to their exile difficult, and she burned with the humiliation they had all received at Duryodhana's hands. Sitting alone one evening with Yudhishthir, she revealed her feelings. O king, when I think of the wicked Duryodhana and his followers living happily in Hastinapura, after having sent you to the forest, my heart burns. Without doubt, he is delighting in our misfortune. When you set out for the forest, all the Kurus cried except the wretched Duryodhana, Karna, Shakuni, and that vicious Dushasana. Draupadi again found herself weeping. She remembered her parting words with Kunti and Gandhari. Both of them had grieved at her humiliation. How long would it be before she was avenged and the wrongdoers punished? Seeing you seated here on this grass mat and remembering your ivory throne, crested with the jewels, I feel such anguish that I can hardly look at you. Your body is smeared with mud from the river bank when once it was daubed with the finest sandalwood paste. You once wore costly silk garments. Now you wear deerskins and tree bark. How can I bear to see my other husbands who were once waited upon my numerous servants now scouring the forest for food? Draupadi's sorrow suddenly turned to anger. All this is due to the evil schemes of sinful men. O king, does your plight not arouse anger in you? Why are you so peaceful? Look at Bhima, glancing at you again and again. Constrained only by his love for you, he doesn't rise up and destroy the Kauravas. Honoring your promise, he sits containing his anger. Look too at Arjun. He understands Bhima's mind and is forever pacifying him. By the power of Arjun's bow, thousands of kings were obliged to wait upon the Brahmins at your Rajasuya. Now that same Arjuna has become grief-stricken, does this not make you angry? And look at Madri's youthful sons. They are as dear to you as they are to your mother Kunti. Now they are forced to live the hard lives of ascetics. Does this not make you angry? I cannot understand why you have not risen up to destroy the Kauravas. Surely, after all that has happened, such a response would be in accord with morality. Is your discrimination failing? It is always appropriate for a Kshatriya to show anger when sin is committed, and sin has surely been committed by the Kauravas. How can you sit here as if you forgive them? If a king cannot distinguish between the time to be angry and the time to forgive, then he's lost. I also know the scripture. Scripture states that Duryodhana and his brothers deserve to be punished. Scripture states that the humble and ever-forgiving person is always neglected, while he who is powerful and assails others at the proper time is respected as a king. Iš tikrųjų, jinai teisybė sakė, faktiškai. Yudhishthira looked with compassion upon his wife. She had suffered so much, and if anything stirred his heart, it was her suffering, for which he felt he had been the cause. Yes, his heart still burned when he thought of how she was dragged into the assembly hall. The pain of that moment would stay with him for the rest of his life. But this was not the time to make war. Draupadi couldn't understand the entire situation. He replied gently. Tai jisai nereikia. Čia dar viena yra tokia pamoka šeimos psichologija. Jeigu žmona nesupranta kažko ir klausia vyro, arba priekaištauja jam ir vyras mato, kad nu, nei dar nesupranta visos padėties. Nereikia rėkti. Bet labai ramiai reikia pasakyti. Our intelligent lady... Through anger we may sometimes gain wealth, but anger ultimately destroys mankind. Real prosperity crowns one who conquers anger and brings adversity to one whom anger controls. Anger is the root of all destruction. An angry man commits sin blindly. An angry man will kill even his preceptor and insult his elders. He cannot distinguish between right and wrong. There is nothing an angry man might not say or do, even to the point of sending himself to death's abode. Knowing this, I will not indulge in anger, Draupadi. Rather, I will strive to control it. Čia labai geros realizacijos iš tikrųjų. Draupadi listened respectfully. She knew her husband's grasp of religion and morality was unsurpassed. He was capable of instructing even the gods. Sitting on a simple mat of kusha grass, Yudhishthira continued, when a weak man is oppressed by one more powerful, he shouldn't display anger, lest he bring about his own destruction. There are no blessed regions in the hereafter for those who destroy themselves. Thus the weak should always control their anger. Only fools praise anger, considering it equivalent to energy. The wise keep anger at a distance. The man consumed by anger doesn't easily acquire generosity, dignity, courage, skill, or the other attributes possessed by man of character. The wise consider him a man of character who restrains his wrath. The pious always praise such a man because they understand that the forgiving man is always victorious. One who represses his anger, even when antagonized, rejoices in the next world. For this it is said that a wise man, whether strong or weak, and even if in difficulty, should always forgive his persecutor. By now, Yudhishthira's brothers had gathered and were listening. Yudhishthira went on describing the glories of forgiveness. If there were not persons in this world who exercised forgiveness, then chaos would soon prevail. If kings and other superiors give way to anger, then the distressed people would quickly meet with ruin. If inferiors don't tolerate their superiors' admonishments, then sin will take root and destroy mankind. I shall cite to you the verse spoken in ancient times by the Rishi Kashyapa. Forgiveness is virtue. Forgiveness is sacrifice. And forgiveness is the Vedas. Forgiveness is purity and penance. It is truth, piety, religion, and the holy Narayana. Through forgiveness, the universe is sustained. And by practicing forgiveness, a man can attain to everlasting regions of bliss. Čia įdomus dalykas, čia realizacijas išminčių. Gigantiškas. Visa visata yra palaikoma atleidumo. Nes jeigu visi nieks neatleistų, tai čia vienas kitas nužudytų, sužudytų. Pusdeviai, žmonės, gyvūnai, mažesnius gyvūnus, demonai, visus, kas tai papuola. How then I can renounce forgiveness? O Draupadi, in which is established spirituality, truth, wisdom, and the three worlds, both this world and the next belong to the forgiving person. Therefore, forgiveness is considered the highest virtue. Yudhishthira smiled at his wife. Bhishma, Drona, Vidura, Kripa, and the other Kuru elders desire peace. Vyasadeva and the other rishis also praise peace, Panchali. Therefore, let us first strive for a peaceful settlement. If Dhritarashtra yields to temptation and doesn't return our kingdom, then the Bharata race will be destroyed. But let me not be the cause, princess. Forgiveness and humility, both of which are unknown to Duryodhana, are the qualities of self-control. They constitute internal virtue. I shall therefore adopt them. Draupadi was still doubtful. If virtue conferred victory and success on a man, then how could Yudhishthira have undergone such a calamity? He had never strayed from virtue at any time. Even during the gambling match, he acted only with virtuous intentions. Now he was cast into misfortune, while the sinful Duryodhana enjoyed prosperity. The princess said, "It seems to me, O king, that although you always protect virtue, virtue hasn't protected you. Even the celestials know that you live only by virtue. I'm sure you would abandon me and your brothers before abandoning virtue. You serve the Brahmins with everything you possess. You never disregarded your elders, equals, or even inferiors. Although you conquered the earth, you didn't become proud. You have performed great sacrifices and given unlimited charity. Even now, while living in a life of hardship in this forest, your virtue has suffered no diminishment." Yudhishthira buvo pilnai įsitvirtinęs dorybei. Tarsi dorybei, ne dorybės kūnai, bet plamai dorybei. Bet buvo transcendentiniam lygi. Ir Draupadi klausė, tai kaip čia gaunasi, kad toks darybingas, bet likai va nuskriaustas. Jis nematė, kad toliau planas yra, kad tą dorybę išgelbės, apsisuks viskas ir duos per užpakalį Duryodhanai, Dhritarashtrai, matė labai trumpą laiko tarpą. Draupadi looked her husband in the eyes as she made her point. Despite all this, still your intelligence was perverted by destiny. And you gambled away everything, your wealth, kingdom, brothers, even me. How could one like you, who are simple, gentle, modest, liberal and truthful, be drawn to gambling? Gambling is a vice. I just cannot understand how it is possible. Nu va, čia. Although Draupadi understood that everything was under the control of the Supreme Lord, She felt her faith challenged by Yudhishthira's seemingly inexplicable situation. Čia reikia vėl prisiminti tą dalyką, kad Pandavai, Draupadi, taip, jie buvo Pandavai, jie buvo transcendentiniam lygį. Ir jeigu Krishna norėjo, kad Yudhishthira taip pasielgtų, Yudhishthira taip ir pasielgė. Netgi rašoma, kad mahadžanai kartais puola tarsi, bet tai būna susijęs su Krišnos lyla, su Krišnos žaidimu. Pavyzdžiui, Brahma pakvaišo dėl savo dukters. Ir iš pažiūros jį tarsi apėmė istros gūną. Šyva ten vėl buvo sugundytas moteris kažkas. Visame, mahadžanai, jie... Net mahadžanai, jie tarsi puola, tarsi, bet tas puolimas naudojamas žaidimams. Krišnos žaidimams. Taip ir Yudhishthira, jis buvo panaudotas. Tarsi jisai būtų turėjęs įdą žaisti kauliukais. Azartinės žaidimas. Surely, O King, all creatures are made to act by the Lord. Even as a puppet is moved by its controller, no one can pass a moment independently. God ordains our happiness and distress in accord with the results of our past actions. Everyone depends upon the Lord. He brings us together and uses us as instruments to fulfill each other's karma. It thus seems to me that it is the Lord who has brought about your calamity. But how? He sanctioned such injustice, so contrary to the ways of virtue and truth. And if he is not to blame, then it means that the controlling principle is who has the most power. If actions are not bound with God-given consequences, then I lament for those who are not powerful. Draupadi prastuminė tą teoriją, kad tie, kas yra galingieji, tie ir yra. Tie ir yra globojami. Tie, kas yra galingi, tie ir yra apsaugoti. O tie, kas darybingi, darybė dar neapsaugo. Jis tikrai buvo sušlabiaus. Jis negalėjo daleisti, kad tikrai Krišna norėjo. Tai buvo jo planas, kad taip įvyktų. Nes Krišnos planas buvo sunaikinti demoniškus karalius. Ir jam reikėjo sukurti situacijos, kurios išprovokuotų karą. Yudhishthira could see that his wife was bewildered by grief and sorrow. O gentle lady born from sacrifice, although your speech is sweet and well articulated, it is atheistic. None should ever perform virtue with the desire to gain its fruits. Now Yudhishthira pataikė tiesiai į tiesiai į šaknį, kad jis pasakė, jeigu tu esi darybingas tam, kad gautų rezultatus už tai, tai nėra aukštas lygmuo. Žmonės dažnai praktikuoja darybę, kad po to jiems sektųsi. Bet jeigu už tą darybę jie gauna nelaimę, galvoja, šūdas tą darybę. Nepraktikuosiu, kam nepraktikuoti, jeigu manęs nesaugo Dievas. Buvo vienas atvejis, pasakė vienas tėvas, jo sūnus susirgo. Jis be galo meldėsi Dievui, kad sūnus išgytų, bet sūnus mirė. Ir 13 ar 15 metų augintas vaikas, jisai jo akimis nuėjo velniop, tiesiog paėmė ir viskas nunyko. Išėjo. Ir jisai nustojo tikėti Dievų. Ir tikėjimas užlubavo. Ir taip jisai užlubavo, kad jis tapo net priešiškas Dievui. Such a sinful trader of virtue will never reap the results, reiškia, va, darybės pardavinėtojų vadina, Yudhishthira. I practice virtue only because I decide to follow the Vedas and satisfy the Lord. The Vedas state that he who adopts virtue is destined to be born among the brutes. He who adopts religion, virtue and the words of the rishis is excluded from the riches of immortality and bliss. Such a person is considered lower than a thief. Prabhupada sakydavo, mes vegetarai ne dėl to, kad tai sveika, bet dėl to, kad Krišna to nori. Tai vat, Yudhishthira demonstravo visas transcendentinės savybės, kad jisai tai seka dėl to, kad Krišna būtų patenkintas. Drupadi bowed her head as her husband continued, "O thin-waisted lady, you have seen with your own eyes the results of virtue in such immortal sages as Markandeya, Vyasadeva, Maitreya, and the celestial sage Narada, all the shining and ever-blissful rishis, describe virtue as the foremost duty. Yet the pieties practiced by the virtues bore no fruits. Then this world would long ago have been covered by darkness, not would have pursued liberation, nor cared to acquire knowledge or even wealth. All men would have lived like beasts, and the world would be thrown into confusion." Čia duoda reiškia Draupadį įrodymą Judištyrai. Jisai sako, pažiūrėk į gyvus pavyzdžius. Pažiūrėk į gyvus pavyzdžius. Ir pamatysi, kad darybė, jinai ką daro. Jinai apsaugo. Net nuo mirties. Didžiosius išminčius. Pažiūrėk į Markandėją, pažiūrėk į Vyasadevą, galingus išminčius, kuriuos niekas negali nužudyti. Jie apsaugoti yra dorybės. Ir niekas net nesiektų iš tikrųjų tos dorybės. Dabar ant tiek yra tamaso. Tamaso pasaulyje, kad žmonės nebenori siekti dorybės, nes jie kaip ir Draupadi pateikė tos argumentus. Tu būsi doras, tave sutryps, tu nebūsi apsaugotas. Bet ar kas nors bandė? Vieną kartą pabandė, gavo per galą ir sako, ai, darybė neapsako, bet ar tu bandėjai metus, du, trys laikytis 10 Dievo įsakymų? Ar tu pajutai tą jėgą, kuri ateina iš to laikymos? Niekas iki to ne. Vieną kartą pabando, antrą kartą žingsniukus pamato, kad sunku, arba kaip Judištyra sako, pardavinėja darybę. Ir viskas. Sako, aš šūdas, nedarysim nieko. Busim tokie naglė, nachališki, sukti kaip ir kiti. Mūsų apgaudinėjom, mes apgaudinėjom. Iš mūsų vagė valstybė, mes voksime. Nusileidžia tą patį lygį. The Brahmins who had by now also come to hear Yudhishthira's speech nodded in agreement. Darkness had set in and fires now burned in the great clearing where they sat. Drupadi could hear the flames crackling as well as the sounds of crickets as Yudhishthira continued. Don't doubt virtue because you don't see its results punctually. Without doubt, the fruits will manifest in time, as will the fruits of sin. The fruits of virtue, of true virtue, are eternal and indestructible, leading one to the highest regions of happiness. Therefore, don't speak ill of God. Try to understand the Supreme Being and His desires. O Draupadi, always bow to Him. This will be for your own good. Čia įdomus dalykas, kad jisai vėl pagauna psichologiją, Draupadė sako, kad nebejok darybė vien dėl to, kad tu nematai jos dar rezultatus suprendus. Žmonės jis sako, nu ir ką aš, va, blogėtis, daro nuodėmės, geria, apkalbinėja, vagia, taip toliau. Kur jo nebaudžia Dievas, va, gyvena nesirga sveikas, o va čia geras žmogus paėmė ir pamirė. Arba neturtingas, nesisekaja. Bet nesupranta, kad tai, ką mes dabar gaunam, yra nedabartinių veiksmų pasekmės. Ir net ne, gal net ne šio gyvenimo veiksmų pasekmės. Tai eina iš praeitų dar gyvenimų karma. Paprasčiausiai. Dar iš šių gyvenimų eina. Iš kitų gyvenimų. O šitą, ką mes darom, gali tai dar net ne kitam, bet dar kitam gyvenimui. Tears fell from Drupadi's eyes. She knew her husband's words were true. Surely God was infallible and always the well-wishing friend of all living beings. But who could understand God? His activities were inscrutable. No one can understand his plans, the apparent reversal of the virtuous Pandavas. And even that the reversal had seemingly come through Dashtira's own inexplicable action was incomprehensible and quite incredible. Drupadi sighed. I accept what you have said, O best of men. The Lord is certainly bestowing upon all beings the fruits of their own work. Even if someone sudden calamity or good fortune befalls us, we must understand to be the results of some actions in former life. But besides destiny, there is exertion. A man who doesn't exert himself will eventually be ruined. I feel you should exert yourself now to recover from your kingdom. Even if you fail, you will at least have satisfied everyone that you did all that human endeavor can accomplish. Although the results are not in our hands, we should still perform our work. The wise always condemn inaction. Why then do you remain inactive? This is my doubt. Vėlinai, aišku, gerą argumentą, kad taip, to tie rezultatai, bet mes turim veikti. Drupadi fell silent, then stirred by her words, Bhima felt impelled to speak. He too was angry and found the forest almost unbearable. It was not the austerity he minded, but the thought of Duryodhana and his brothers enjoying their ill-gotten gains. Why did Yudhishthira suffer in silence? Drupadi was right. It was time for them to act. Bhima burst out. O Yudhishthira, what do you hope to gain by living like an ascetic? You are not a yogi, but a king. You should walk the path of kings. Duryodhana robbed you of your kingdom. He is like a weak, offal-eating jackal stealing the prey of lions. How do you tolerate it? How can you abandon the wealth that was both our source of virtue and pleasure in exchange for this trifling virtue called keeping your promise? Surely you fail to see what is of true value. Čia man užkrito ta viena frazė, kodėl tu neini karalių keliu? Mes dažnai domimės kitų žmonių keliais. Reiškia, domimės, vat, verslininko kelias, ten, karaliaus kelias, mokslininko kelias, daktaro kelias, bet mes turim kiekvieną savo kelią pagal savo prigimtį ir neturėtume bijoti jo eiti. It still remained calm while Bhima vented his long pent-up anger. The forest reverberated with his words, his voice as deep and powerful as a kettle dream. O king, it was only due to your carelessness that we lost our kingdom. Only to please you did we allow Duryodhana and his brothers to wrest from us our wealth and afflict us with such pain. On our command we now pain our friends and enliven our enemies. Surely it was folly that we didn't kill the Kauravas then and there. Instead we have meekly come to the forest and act worthy only of weak men. Krishna doesn't approve, nor does Arjun, the twins or myself, O king. Has your despair led you to lose your manliness on the play of virtue? Only cowards cherish despair, being unable to win back what they have lost. Bhima argued that so-called virtue which produced calamity was not virtue at all. What we use was virtue for its own sake. Kings should practice virtue to make their kingdoms prosperous and to achieve pleasure. All three things, virtue, profit and pleasure, should be pursued equally. None of them should be sought at the cost of the others. Čia iš tikrųjų yra tiesa dėl to, kad iš tikrųjų dištyra, nu, bet tai, nes iš tikrųjų, Dištyra, kaip pasakyti, padarė klaidą, bet jis padarė jogą Majos įtakui. Taip, jis laikėsi tos dorybės dėl pačios dorybės. Nebuvo reikalo laikytis, nes Durjodana klydo, ta prasme, Durjodana nusižengė taisyklėm, Šakūnis nusižengė, Dritarašta visi nusižengė. Nebuvo reikalo, bet tai buvo jo gamais tik tam, kad vyktų žaidimas toliau. Only cowards cherish despair, being unable to win back what they have lost. Bhima argued that so-called virtue, which produced calamity, was not virtue at all. What use was virtue for its own sake? Kings should practice virtue to make their kingdoms prosperous and to achieve pleasure. All three things, virtue, profit, and pleasure, should be pursued equally. None of them should be sought at the cost of the others. Have you lost sight of your proper duty? You are a powerful warrior supported by other powerful men. Use that power to regain your rightful kingdom. When you have established your rule, then acquire religious merit by ruling piously and giving charity to the Brahmins. By giving up this promise to stay in the forest, you will be casting aside an inferior principle for the greater good. Bhima softened. The Brahmins and the people want you to rule them. They all despise Duryodhana. You are capable of taking back your kingdom, and you have Arjuna and myself to help you. Who can withstand us in battle? Let us use strategy and strength to win back what is ours. This is our duty. Yudhishthira remained silent for some moments as he summoned patience. He looked up at Bhima. O descendant of Bharata, I cannot reproach you for giving me pain with your arrow-like words. It is true that due to my folly, I have brought this calamity upon us. I knew I couldn't defeat Shakuni at dice, yet I allowed myself to be drawn into the game. I should have exerted great control over myself. O Bhima, the mind cannot be controlled when it comes under the influence of manliness, pride and prowess, so I don't censure you for what you have said, but I do consider what has happened to us to be preordained. Štyra nutokė, net ir būdamas joga majų, nutokė, kad čia kažkas tai bus. Nebereikalo atsitiko. Ir jis pripažino, kad taip, tai mano silpnybė, kaip Arjuna pripažino kovos laukia taip, va, aš susmigau, skausmas užvaldė mane, gailestis artimies. Tikrai joga majos įtakoj, kad vyktų žaidimas Krišnos. Yudhishthira made it clear that he wouldn't break his promise. Do you recall the conditions of the final dice game? Shakuni said, he who loses the game, this game, shall go to the forest and remain there for 13 years. The winner shall take his kingdom and return it when the forest term has expired. I then uttered, so be it. Yudhishthira hung his head and fell silent as he remembered that day. What had overcome him? He had thought he was acting only for virtue. But as a result, all his loved ones had suffered. Still he was resolute. No matter how painful their present situation, there was no turning back. He wouldn't abandon his promise. The agreement would be kept. Yudhishthira was firm. How then, O Bhima, shall I now falsify my word for the sake of wealth? To me nothing is greater than truth. For a respectable person it is better to die than to transgress his word. Let us pass our days here in peace. Better days will come. A farmer scatters seeds and awaits the harvest. In the same way, virtue and truth always bring results in time. Don't doubt this principle. Reiškia, faktiškai, abudu buvo teisūs. Yudhishthira turėjo laikyti savo pažado, tarsi. Bhima sako, taip, buvo padarytos šunybės iš kitų pusės, dėl to neverta laikytis to pažado, reikia eiti ir nubaustius. Yudhishthira atkreipė pirštus į save, o ne į juos. Mano kaltė buvo, kad aš pralašiau ir aš pasižadėjau ir aš turiu pašto laikytis. Toliau bus pokalbis pratestas. Kitą dieną skaitysime. Iš čia galima pamatyti tik tais tiek, kad mes dviem lygiais galim matyti Mahabharatą. Vieną lygį matyti, kad pandavai buvo joga majai ir jie veikė kaip paprasti žmonės. Kad tai buvo žaidimas. Antru lygiu mes galime mokytis iš jų, kad taip nereikia veikti, kad taip nereikia daryti. Na? Dėl to Krišna savo atsidavusius tyrus panaudoja kam, kad pamokyti kitus žmonės. Jis įsako, kai nukrypsta religija, aš ateinu atstatu religiją. Jis palieka šventraščius ateities kartom kam, tam, kad jos skaitytų ir mokytųsi iš tų istorijų. Faktiškai tai, kas čia prašyta, ypatingai kaip pakęsti nelaimės, yra labai labai praktiški pamokymai, kaip Draupadi susitaiko netgi su tom, kad ją užstatė lošime vyras, kaip jinai susitaiko. Kad jinai netenka visos imperijos, 13 metų gyvena miške, kaip pandavai susitaiko, iš to galim daug pasimokyti. Ir matyt, kad antras momentas tai yra tai, kad karma ateina. Ir neprieštaraut, kad vat, neduoti tokių argumentų. Aš buvau geras, o mane nuskriūdė. Tave nuskriūdė už tavo praeitą karmą. O tavo gerumas bus apdovanotas anksčiau ir vėliau. Tik va tas pasireiškia mūsų noras kontroliuoti, kad mes galvome, jeigu aš dabar gerai ilgiuosi, tai reiškia, man turi ir sektis. Bet jeigu tu dabar gerai ilgiesi, nereiškia, kad tu anksčiau gerai elgdavaisi. Tai tavo geras poelgis atneš gerus rezultatus ateityje. Transcendentiniai poelgiai iš vis rezultatų net nes materialių atneš dvasinius rezultatus. Bet tai, kad dabar gauni kažkas nelaimės neišvengimai, yra tikrai karmos pasekmė blogos. Ir čia nereik nieko kaltinti. Tai sunku labai pripažinti, bet tam ir duoti gyvenimai, kad gyvenimas iš gyvenimo kaupi tą patirtį ir išmoksti panaudoti sunkumus savo tobulėjimui. Kiekvienas sunkumas yra proga patobulėti kažkurioje srityje, sustiprinti savo charakterį, vienas kitas savybės. Tai yra pozityvus neigiamos karmos priėmimas. Ir Judištira sako, būkim miške, su bramanais tobulėkim, viskas gerai bus. Ir išsilaikysim savo žodžio, vienas momentas, antras momentas, mūsų dorybė, ateis laikas duos rezultatus. Ir trečias dalykas, jų nuodėmės, Duryodanos, Šakūnė nuodėmės, ateis laikas irgi duos rezultatus. Išlošim visi. Tai tiek būtų, pratęsim kitą dieną. Hare Krishna.